Okay, so now we're going to come to my favourite part of the show. I'm actually very, very excited for this. Now, this part is called Rant and Rave. And therefore...
it's only necessary.
Duh. no, so this is the part of the show where we're going to talk about all of the things that kind of annoy us that are just like little pernickety problems.
A little bit of comedy.
Just get on your mind.
And stay like, there forever. Like, until they're sorted out.
Like, I'm talking things like you go to the library and people's annoying clicking of pens or people's like gum or like, things like that that I just cannot have.
Gum left on tables.
Now,
die.
You're still in a hall, Charlie.
I am.
Fortunately, I'm out of that hellhole. And I'm in a house.
Well, I have to say, first year is actually shaping up pretty well in terms of student accommodation, but that's because I think I got luck of the draw in one of the better accommodations, I think.
But even in a nice building, you cannot shake... Shake. You cannot shake awful habits and people.
No.
And one of the things that I find annoying is... people and their plates. That was my thing in halls. Like
people
leaving their like plates and glasses and things everywhere.
Yeah, I never do that, and I'm really good at washing up. And
I'm guessing you're not.
I hope you're all believing this right now because I am 100% telling the truth.
See, our house can be good, but it can also be very bad. I feel like our house is quite a domino effect in that as soon as one person leaves a plate out, it's like, well, I'm not going to wash for 2 weeks. So.
I am not the best at washing up, but I'd just like to say at the same time, I am not the kind of person who leaves their plates to the point where they've been there for about 3 weeks and they're not even washable anymore. Just
yeah,
throw them
I feel
away.
Like
that
once it's just
far.
Like there's like some kind of crust situation, it's just can we not?
After like a couple of weeks, there are things like growing on this. I remember over Christmas, I saw a friend of mine and he was telling me about how at the end of the semester, when everyone was going home, he had not washed his plates up for 2 whole weeks and he ended up throwing all of his crockery away and just buying new ones.
That's horrific.
Because it was that bad.
That is genuinely horrific.
Literally, he was
scarred.
Like, our bin was just full of like broken plates and forks and things. He threw away his cutlery and everything.
That is...
Yes.
Okay. Well, now that we've got all of that out of our system.
Yeah.
Now that we've ranted.
Yes.
We're going to rave.
Yeah,
that's what we're going to do. So now we're going to play Uptown Funk.
Oh, yes.
Do you know this song?
It's
a bit of an underground track, but, you know.
Everybody loves
hallelujah. Ooh. Girl, set you hallelujah. Ooh. Girl, set you hallelujah. Ooh. 'Cause you up, uptown funk you up, uptown funk you up, uptown funk you up. I said uptown funk you up, uptown funk you up, uptown funk you up, uptown funk you up. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you succeed and flown it, if you freak dead and own it, don't brag about it, come show me. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you've succeeded and flown it. Well, it's Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe it, just watch. Come on! Don't believe me, just watch. 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 Don't believe me, just watch.
So, obviously, that was Uptown Funk by Mark Ronson, featuring Bruno Mars.
Literally one of the best songs of the moment.
Of all time!
It will go down in history, this song.
All the songs!
You cannot not dance to that song. I was sat there, dancing away at the desk.
She was.
I was.
It was horrific, but all involved.
Oh, that's, I'm a little bit offended, actually.
So we have had some more rants coming in. Through Twitter and whatnot. Yeah. Tweet us at This Is LSR.
Yeah.
So Alice has been saying that her rant is people who wear vests to the gym, like the stringy ones, you know, that you get on Geordie Shore that are like t-shirts
like
and are completely pointless.
Tiny bits of cotton that don't cover a lot.
I think people should just stop doing that.
I really
think it bothers
me.
And evidently Alice.
Yes.
Therefore, stop doing it.
There are quite, I do see quite a lot of people in the gym wearing those.
And, like, people who, like, generally the people that wear those kind of stringy vests are also the people that, like, flex in the mirror.
Yeah.
And, like, check themselves. I'm like, yeah, yeah, no, this is good. This is what I want to look like. And it's like, no.
No. Go and put on a proper top, please.
No. Yeah. Please learn how to dress. That would be nice.
Well, that's a very interesting rant, actually. That's not one that I would normally think of, but, I mean, each their own. We've got little things that niggle us.
We've also got from Lucy, people who drag their feet when they're walking places. That is just annoying. You know, like, literally can't lift their feet up. Please just, can you walk properly?
That is, again, that's a weird rant. That's not one that I would think of, but now that you've come to mention
now,
it,
see,
that
I
is
feel
quite
like
annoying, actually.
This game is kind of like a double-edged sword, because as much
yes.
as it, like, releases your tensions,
it creates
you're also
thing.
Saying, like, you know, oh, yeah, I find that annoying now as well.
So now, every time I go to the gym now, I'm going to be eternally judging and giving dagger eyes to people.
If you weren't before, you weren't doing it right, to be honest.
More worries for me. No, we're not talking about worries.
No worries. We're ranting and we're raving.
Yeah.
Letting it go.
For every down, there's an up.
Of course, of course.